What's going on, everybody? It is your man, Will. New episode. We're gonna talk some music this week. VMAs was last week, and I didn't watch them because it's just the same old song and dance every year. Whoever's hot at the moment gets an award. They gave Taylor Swift her own camera. Of course, she ended up, I think, with 9 VMAs over the course of the entire night. But again, I mean, what do you expect? She's the biggest thing in music, right? We're the biggest thing in pop music right now. So it was kind of a no-brainer that she was going to win big. But hey, I mean, that's the VMAs. And that's pretty much what all the other award shows have turned into, honestly. I know the CMAs are in November. I'll probably watch them just to see if they really do switch stuff up or if it's just the status quo as always. Set, we were going to talk about music. Definitely don't want to dwell too much on the whole VMA thing. Like I said, I didn't watch them. I just saw bits and pieces on the internet, on YouTube and whatnot. For a long time now, I have sat and I've thought, why doesn't music connect today like it used to? You know, when I was a kid, growing up in the 80s and 90s, people were a fan of certain artists and bands because their music just connected with that generation. And I think today we don't have that because I think there's a big disconnect that I don't know if we're ever going to get over. You know, when I was a kid growing up, especially the late 80s, early 90s, people's thing about shit that we could, you know, get used to. You know, I shouldn't say get used to. They sang about stuff that just appealed to our generation because of, you know, the content of the music was geared towards our generation. And our generation went places and hung out with each other. There was no internet. There was no social media. You know, you took your girlfriend to the skating rink or to the movie theater. And usually, you know, there would be a song in the movie that made you feel some kind of way if you went to the movies. You know, if you went to the skating rink, DJ was going to play something that made you feel some kind of way during a couple skate or something at some point during the night. Or if you were at a restaurant, you know, back in the day, restaurants had jukeboxes in them. Maybe somebody plays something on the jukebox that catches you and, you know, brings up those memories or just whatever. You don't have that anymore. You know, that's one of the reasons when I say rock music is dead. You know, people will argue with me, no, it's not. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. When I say that rock music is dead, I mean, when you look at that 80s, 90s, early 90s, you know, metal scene, rock scene, pop rock scene, hair metal, whatever you want to call it. You had groups like Skid Row and Poison and Bon Jovi who sang these songs that you could relate to. Like if you was a high school senior and you heard Skid Row 18 in Life, that talked to you because you know, like, oh, damn, I am 18. I am graduating. I am going out into the world. You know, where I grew up, it was pretty much once you graduated high school, you went and got a job. Unless your parents had money or you somehow got the grades to get a scholarship. Then you went to college. But that, you know, it's not like it is today. There wasn't this big lineup of scholarships and all that kind of shit that we have now. When my son graduated this past May, holy hell, I bet they 30 different scholarships they gave away, which is great. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking that, but just definitely different from my day and age. And that made me think too, you know, those kids that was graduating this year, what song spoke to them? I mean, maybe if you're a fan of country music, maybe there was something there. But as far as pop music goes, there was nothing. And I'll jump into this. Talking about Taylor Swift. Never really been a fan. Can't say, you know, some of her shit was catchy, but I never say I was a fan. But she is the one artist that I think relates to the people in their early 20s down to your teenage, your middle school kids, your high school kids. I think she sings songs that they can relate to, which is kind of weird for me because, you know, this generation is just so different from ours. And I guess that's why I don't listen to the music the same way as I did when I was younger. Because, you know, maybe I'm missing some of the messages in these songs because I'm old and I don't understand today's generation. Because if you ask me, they're a bunch of weirdos. I mean, my 13-year-old, God love him, no, nothing like what it was when I was 13. Night and day difference. But again, times change. Technology changes. Like I said, we went and hung out at the skating rink. These kids, they get online and play video games together. It's just weird. Of course, that way they consume their music now is so different from how we did. You know, we went to the record shops. We went to the music stores to cop our shit. You don't have to do that anymore. You can just pull it up on your phone and stream it. You know, there was, of course, the early 2000s, mid 2000s when people were stealing their music. By the way, you know, that was a mess. It really, really destroyed the music business, per se. Probably more so for the record companies than it did anybody else. But, of course, they found a way to work around it. And they're still ripping off artists to this day. But that is another topic for another show. I am going to cover record companies and the music business a little further down the line. I wonder sometimes, in today's world, maybe people are so driven to put out new music so fast. Maybe that's affecting the creative process. Maybe that's the reason that these songs don't connect to a lot of people. Because they don't have time to sit and think of, you know, telling a story in a song anymore. It's more along the lines of, got to get something new out there. Got to put out something catchy, something that'll catch people's, you know, attention. And I kind of think it's taken away from the business. I think it's taken away the art of creating a song. You know, I had a friend of mine that have a cover band, and like it took them 6 years to put out their first album of original content. And for the life of me, I kept thinking, like, man, in today's age, you don't have to go to the studio no more. You can do this shit at home. I'm like, why is it taking so long? But then when you go back and you look at it and you listen to those songs, there's a message in them. This was something that took time because you couldn't tell the story, you know, in a 2-3 minute song. You just couldn't do it. You had to use creativity, and that it's missing from music these days. A lot of those different genres of music. I shouldn't say in all of them, but in a lot of them. You know, and I think that's the reason. I mean, in 2023, we have not had but one hip-hop song be number one on the charts this year. How crazy is that? In the 50th year of hip-hop music, this year we had one number one hit so far from a hip hop artist on the top of the billboards. It's absolutely insane to me with the popularity of hip hop music over the course of the past 50 years as it continues to grow and grow and grow. Now it's starting to slack off. But again, I think today's new rap artists, this new style of rap music, new style of hip hop, has kind of run its course. And people are tired of it and they want something different. And it's just not there anymore. It's just not there. I think that's why these old school hip hop tours, these 90s artists and the artists from the early 2000s are doing so well at these shows, you know, with these concerts and whatnot, because it's what people want to go see instead of the new stuff, because the new stuff all sounds like it's all cut and dry the same thing. Now, some people argue with it, you know, I'm a 46-year-old man and I don't understand it. I don't get the, but trust me, I've been through every age, every style of hip hop, from the Miami bass sound to, you know, the New York stuff, the West Coast stuff. When the down south music broke, the, you know, New Orleans style, Memphis style, when all that broke, I was there for it. I've played it all over the course of the 30 years I've been doing this now. But I don't know. I'm sure some of you agree with me. Some of y'all probably think I'm crazy. But anyway, you know, I think we are in a transition point in a lot of different genres of music. I think country music is changing again, to the dismay of a lot of people, because I believe country music is getting more towards the pop stuff again, like they tried to do in the 90s with Shania Twain and Billy Ray Cyrus and all that kind of shit. You know, everything had a remix back in the early 90s because, you know, they had to be able to play it in the line dance clubs, because country line dancing was, I mean, you couldn't go anywhere in America that there wasn't some big country line dance club somewhere in town, whether it be, you know, the downtown area. I mean, good God, it didn't matter what side of Nashville you were on. They were everywhere. Even in the most small podunk towns, you had bars that were catering to the fucking country line dance shit, and I thought it was never going to go away. Thank God it did. I mean, even though there's some of those songs still to this day, Copperhead Road and shit like that, that people still request in these bars, it kills me. Absolutely kills me. I'm to the point now, I don't even like playing line dance music anymore. Unless it's requested by the place that I'm doing an event, you know, or, you know, the bride and groom request it for, you know, their wedding stuff, you know, at the reception, then I'll do it. But I try to stay away from that shit as much as possible. And when I say line dance music, I'm not talking about Achy Breaky Heart and Boot Scootin', but no, I'm talking about Electric Slide, Cupid Shuffle, all of the shit, all across the board. Because, I mean, it's played out. It is so played out. I mean, I know, look, I get it. It's a white person's wet dream to hear the Cupid Shuffle or the Wobble. I understand it. My rhythmless brothers and sisters, I completely understand it. That is your jam. That is your one time to shine. But it, you know, it's run its course. I mean, you go anywhere online, YouTube, look what the DJs are saying. There's a lot of them that are saying the exact same thing that I am, that the line dances are over. But of course, these days, I mean, the club scene has changed. The music that being played in the clubs have changed. I mean, you've got a lot of places now that they're strictly playing EDM. I don't touch it with a 10-foot pole. I don't deal with it. It's not my thing. And, you know, hey, it's cool for those who like it. But I don't. Again, repetition, it being repetitive, like new school hip hop, same problem. That's a whole nother subject for another show. But you know, hey, we're gearing up. CMAs are coming up. Just got through the VMAs. So, you know, we'll see what happens as we head towards 2024 and see if these music trends continue to change, or maybe they go backwards. Who knows? Maybe we walk into 2024 and everything that was old is new again. We'll just have to wait and see. Hopefully things will get better in the world of music. A lot of new artists are springing up. Matter of fact, I heard of a band I've never heard of today. And now I can't remember. They were on Bubba the Love Sponge today, and I can't eat really. The Dropout Kings, that's who it is. First time I've ever heard of them. Didn't know anything about these guys. Their music's pretty cool. It's kind of got a rock rap feel to it. It's not, anything groundbreaking, but it was pretty cool. But anyway, thought I'd get in here, you know, quick update on, you know, everything that's going on in the world of music. And that's it, man. That's it. I got a new episode coming up after this one. We're going to talk about life and other stuff. Stuff going on in the world today. Real important shit. Maybe people, you know, might think it's not. I don't know. Don't really care. I feel it's important. So we're going to talk about it. So until next time, peace.